when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome one, welcome all to Blood River Radio. It is December the 14th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2019. And I'm telling you what, God does work in mysterious ways. Lee's sitting right here in the studio. Matt's going to be coming in soon. We got a red hot show planned for you. Guess what? This is live radio. That's why we've had to completely redo this show, the show plan, three times since early this morning. And God working in mysterious ways, I think it's better. God said, He said, Miller, that plan you got, that sucks, man. That plan ain't worth a crap. I'm going to redo your whole thing. Anyway, here's what we got. Talking about scrapping the plan. Matthew Goodwin told me about an hour ago, I will have to admit, I didn't know the exact date. He's going to talk about the anniversary of the Blood River, Battle of Blood River coming up. The anniversary, I thought it was around Christmas. I was wrong. It started December the 16th, 1838, I believe. Matt's going to cover that. We're going to cover what's, and later after Matt gets through with that, well, let me go back. I'm really excited, as you can tell. I'm going to stay excited. We're going to have Dr. Tom Sumick coming on at the top of the second segment. He's going to be on for about one segment, and then he's going to fly. Matt's going to come on and talk about this, the Battle of Blood River, and maybe something else we got. But what we really have to cover, the hottest story tonight, is what Lee's bringing on with the Virginia Citizens Defense League. He tells me that the governor said there, it looks like the second shots heard around the world. These people, the citizens in the state of Virginia, are telling the governor, you can go to hell. You're not going to confiscate our firearms. You're not getting our R-15s. You're not getting our high-capacity 9mm. You can go straight to hell, and you can bring the National Guard in if you want to. But you know what? Nobody's going to get out of this unscathed. That's the way you want to go. That's fine. Well, I'm going to shut up. We got some other stuff for the second hour. We'll save the second hour announcement for when we get to the second hour, if we last that long. And you know the drill, people. You know the drill. We're getting ready to pray. Lee, take it away with a prayer, fella.
Yes, everyone bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for you to help our political prisoners. We pray for our folks in South Africa who are being oppressed and maybe genocided by the tribal leaders and the oligarchs that are behind them. And please help us expose Zionism for the danger it is to the world. And please help us to prevent a foreign war, getting involved in foreign wars. And please help us with this civil war, to prevent this civil war, this unnecessary civil war. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Lee, thank you so much. You know what? We need prayer more than ever. I can tell you what, I had a little talk. It was a great talk. One of the best pep talks I've ever had. Me and Sam talked about an hour before the show. And I wanted to go and listen to the archives of the show he did today. And Sam had me laughing and crying, and Sam had me ready to want to fix bayonets. You're talking a fiery little sucker, buddy. People think I'm fiery. Man, I'll tell you what, Sam is fiery, fiery. I respect him so much. Sam fought all three branches of the Fed at the same time, and he's come out on top. Did they make his life hell? Yes. But did he throw it back at him? Yes, he did. You know, some of the things we talked about. One more thing I forgot to tell you. I don't know if I mentioned Tamara Goodwin. I talked to Tamara Goodwin today. She's the sainted mother of one Jacob Goodwin, who was arrested in Charlottesville, Virginia. Y'all know of the Battle of Charlottesville. Who the hell wouldn't know about that battle? It was 2 years ago in August that we'd had that battle. I'll talk to her if we get time, and I hope we do get time. We can bring her on. She's going to give us an update, not only about her son Jacob, but about Daniel Goodwin. Excuse me, Daniel Borden. I'm sorry, apologize. Daniel Borden and some of the other prisoners. They're soldiering through. She said their morale is just as high as ever. And I'll say if we can bring her on, if we can get her, I'll let her tell you the rest of the story about Daniel Jacob and some of the other guys. Okay. Oh, listen, people. We got a guest right now. We're going to dispense with the rest of our outline. We're going to bring our great guest, Professor Dr. Thomas Sunik, calling in from Croatia. My friend, your friend, a friend of humanity, a friend of patriotism, a friend of all this good and righteous. It's Dr. Tom Sunik. How are you doing tonight, Dr. Tom?
Well, thanks, Eddie. I'm here in Croatia. I'm doing pretty well. I've had bronchitis for a couple of days, but I'm getting better. I've been running around. In fact, you know, our paths should have crossed because the other day I was in New York and I had a couple of lectures over there. Also, I met some of our friends and I was there with General Glasnovic, Nick Glasnovic. So I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to visit you down in Tennessee.
Man, I'm sorry too. Yeah, that's two of my greatest heroes in the world. What happened to your, my first question is, what happened to what put you on crutches, Dr. Tom?
What was that? Could you just speak?
You said you loud? Did you say you've been hobbling around on crutches for a while?
Oh,
or is this just my old battlefield ears playing tricks on me?
I
thought you said
I was in the States. I was in New York last week, and I had a couple of lectures at the Croatian Catholic Mission, and this event was organized by Croatian American, in fact, American Croat. So we spoke in English, and our main theme was generals, and my theme was the current situation in the neighboring Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm sure you or your listeners may be familiar with a rather tense situation in the neighboring Bosnia and Herzegovina, which currently serves as a launching pad for the new tsunami of non-European migrants. I should probably better call them invaders. And this is a big problem for the entire European Union. If I can just summarize it in a few words for your listeners. Now, Croatia, being a member of the European Union, a member state of the European Union, which is also going to preside over the European Union January the 1st, is now along its borders facing some serious problems, unlike those 30 years or 25 years back when there was a serious war going on between Serbs and Croats and Bosnians. But right now, the problem has become more difficult because this famous Balkan route, as they call it, even the mainstream media in the States, has opened up. Now, the Mediterranean route has been blocked off since Salvini's reign a couple of years back. And now this new route going through Turkey over Bulgaria, Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina and Croatia, and goes over to Austria. So Croatia.
Dr. Sunik, we got to go to a break. I don't know if you can hear the music or not, but we've got to go to a break. Hang on. We'll be right back. And please don't forget what you're talking about because we're going to go right back to it. People, hang on, because this is a great, valuable guest we have on. You do not want to miss what he's getting ready to talk about. Be right back.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Okay, people, we're right back without further delay. Sorry you had to go to that station break, but you know how it is. You have to pay bills, you have to have commercials, or you can't have a radio or anything nowadays. Dr. Tom, if you would, please, I hope we didn't interrupt you with that commercial break. Go right back to what you were talking about.
All right, I heard in your commercial the slogan, before the storm, you know, before the chaos or something along those lines. So let me just summarize it in 1 minute. What we have, Croatia is probably the best or probably the only 100% white enclave in the European Union. It is highly homogenous, 90% Catholic, all white, and it certainly is probably one of the benefits of Croatia ever since its independence. However, it's a very small, tiny country with about 4 million people. Now, it has a very tricky border with Bosnia and Herzegovina. And Bosnia and Herzegovina is not a member of the European Union. And at this stage, it serves as a launching pad for this Balkan route. And through this Balkan route, you got literally thousands and thousands of non-European migrants now coming from Turkey, first from Algeria, then Somalia, and then as far as Bangladesh. And in Turkey, there's about 4 million non-European migrants, basically Muslims, of course. And of course, the Turkey used them as an asset, so to speak, under quotation marks, in order to dictate its own rules to the European Union. It's a pretty complicated game. So, of course, for a country of that size, Croatia, it's pretty difficult. Hungary, which is next door, literally about 100 miles from where I live, has secured its borders. It has double fence. It has also armed policemen. Now, in Croatia, there's a big debate now going on whether the army should be deployed along these borders, along the border with Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is 600 miles. So again, things are very peaceful, very quiet now. As I said, you can jog downtown in Croatia, in Zagreb, where I live, late at night, unlike in, let's say, in Frankfurt or in New York, or for that matter, in Atlanta or in southern L.A. But things may change any minute. So I guess this is now the on the agenda of presidential candidates. Soon we're going to have presidential election next week, as a matter of fact. So this is going to be, this is already the hot topic all over Croatia and also in world news. So to recap, the situation in Croatia in terms of migrants is not very good. Of course, none of them wants to stay in Croatia, so let's forget about that. They all want to head to Austria, which is about 150 miles from Zagreb, where I live, or to Germany. Why? Well, we don't want to rehash things that we already know by heart. This is a stupid German policy that has been going on over the last couple of years, courtesy of this lady, Merkel, and do not have any illusions that the situation in the European Union is any better than in the United States of America. So anyway, what I'm basically talking about is the replica, is the reenactment of the scenario that you are going through in the United States of America, and hopefully this famous wall that Mr. Trump had promised us might be erected one of these days. Now, Croatia, for that matter, the European Union is far from it, let alone, and I guess I've got to continue and add that as a final, as I don't want to sound too catastrophic, but the fact of the matter is that Croatia and all European countries have very repressive laws against free speech. So folks, even folks I know well, even cops that I know on the ground, they got to watch every word of theirs. In fact, they just got to treat the migrants as first-class citizens. So I'm probably caricaturing the whole story a little bit, but things are not very rosy at all. I guess this is my first point. The second point is just, as I said, I was talking about this at my speech at the Christian Catholic Mission, just very near the 8th Avenue in downtown in Manhattan. Just prior to that, a week prior to that, I was in Germany, and I had a speech in German on the Balkanization of Europe, and of course I draw parallels with the European Union, with the United States of America, and the Balkanization of the United States. And of course the main topic was again this wild migration, so rather you could put it the invasion and the great replacement, which is in process now all over Europe and the United States of America. I had this speech. It was sponsored by the political, small political think, how can I say, think tank, conservative think tank, Metapol, and my German friends, of course. And this was held near Leipzig, about 60 miles south of Leipzig, and made the place, the locality is known as Gutmannhausen. It's a nice place, very nice, and I would advise to your listeners to come and visit that, because this is also the memorial center for German victims of the Second World War and the post-war. And I guess, as you can see, I've been pretty busy with my lectures and my speeches, and I have a few ones. In fact, I have one now in Czechia, in Prague, in January, and then I have a big one in Finland, which will be sponsored by the Skandia group, and we'll have some international speakers from England, from the UK, and so on. So there are lots of things going on, and please feel free to ask me any questions if I need to be more specific on this topic, which is, of course, of great concern for all of us, for our survival, regardless whether you live in Tennessee or, for that matter, in Atlanta, in Georgia, or whether you live in Germany or elsewhere in Croatia. Things are bad.
Dr. Tom, you've just given me enough material for about five shows. You know,
yes,
I guess
did.
Right off the...
And I just...
That's why we call you professor, doctor. That's why they just call me peon and Lee. But listen, my first question right off the bat would be, how have your speeches been received in the United States, Dr. Sunik?
Well, the last one I had, so I'm basically talking about the third generation of Croats in New York. You know, to be quite frank with you, I don't like large cities, despite the fact that I'm a city boy. I just don't, you know, every time I travel to New York, I feel less and less European. I just can't tell. Look, I don't want to be rude, but lots of folks, I just can't tell their gender, I can't tell their sex, I can't tell their race. So I'm not very happy. Plus, one thing on a personal level that irritates me about New York, it's loud. I don't like noise. It's way too noisy, and I didn't enjoy it very much, other than the fact that, of course, those third-generation Croats the pre-hardcore nationalist, very traditionalist, very Catholic, and very Trumpist. Of course, I was offered Trump's cap, you know, so I had to carry it on my I had to keep it on my head. And I'll send you the link if you don't mind. So the speech was well received. Also, general's speech was well received. He gave his speech in English, and he was talking basically about this new political class in Croatia, which is certainly not our cup of tea. These are people who are very much pro-European in a sense, pro-Europeanist, pro-EU, and I guess we can call them their sellouts. I'm not very happy with the political class in Croatia at all. Now, one thing I certainly would not need to underline before we, of course, I hope we can still go for a few more minutes, but I'm sure that your listeners are aware of the fact that the European Union does not have the First Amendment. Of course, I'm aware of the fact that the situation isn't very rosy in the United States either, but at least you have some margin of maneuvering. At least you can still sputter and say certain things, which you would never, ever even think about saying aloud in Europe, for that matter, in any European country, including Croatia, which is a member of the European Union. What irritates me mostly is the self-censorship. It's not just censorship, classical, but self-censorship among many white academics who talk one thing in private and another thing when they're in public.
Dr. Tom, we have to go. Will you, Dr. Sunik, would you like to stay on for a few more minutes? Because I'd like to at least get you to give your website out to your listeners. We have to go to another break right now. That was the fastest segment we've ever had. But I hear the music. We're a slave to the breaks. We'll be right back, Dr. Sunik. Hang on, people. We'll be right back with Dr. Sunik.
I'm yours. Sure.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three service members killed in a shooting at a Florida naval base will be honored during the annual Army-Navy football game. Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson, Airman Mohammed S. Haytham, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters were killed December 6th when the shooter, a Saudi Air Force member who was in the U.S. for training, opened fire in a classroom building at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The gunman was killed by a sheriff's deputy. The commanding officer of the base has said numerous times that the sailors took action during the attack and helped save many lives. Several people were injured in the shooting, including two Escambia County sheriff deputies hurt in the exchange of gunfire. An FBI official has said the shooting is still being investigated with the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Supreme Court said it will hear President Donald Trump's pleas to keep his tax, bank, and financial records private, a major confrontation between the president and Congress that could affect the 2020 presidential campaign. Arguments will take place in late March, and the justices are poised to issue decisions in June as Trump is campaigning for a second term. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. The court will also decide whether the Manhattan District Attorney can obtain 8 years of Trump's tax returns as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in the stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman who was approached in a park by as many as three youths as she ventured from her New York City campus on the eve of final exams. The arrest of such a young suspect added another tragic element to the slaying of 18-year-old Tessa Majors, a case that has troubled the city and campus leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Okay, people, we're right back with the one and only Dr. Tom Sunick. His brain power exceeds mine by a long shot, by a light year. He's given me so much material out there, we could probably keep him from a week, but since it's about midnight over there where you are, Dr. Sunick.
It's half past 11 p.m. It's usually the time when I go to sleep. But let me just say a few words on a positive note, if you don't mind. We don't want to sound too pessimistic, and sometimes folks accuse me of being a doomsayer. Well, I guess it's probably the irony of history, but the fact of the matter is, and I can provide even some empirical data, that people are waking up, and even folks that you would never, ever even consider having some quote-unquote right-wing or nationalist leanings. I notice with folks, even when I talk to folks, cops here on the street, or even cops in Germany, where I travel quite often, and even all over Europe, you notice that people are simply fed up. You know, they see that this project known as the European Union and the free flow of capital and people is just some Mickey Mouse hoax, and it just doesn't work. You know, because we're basically witnessing not just the racial replacement of in Europe, but also the cultural replacement, the replacement of values, transfiguration of all values. So I'm glad to tell you, and I have to tell you that in Germany, the sovereignist movement, as they call it, the AfD, is growing, you know, exponentially in Austria as well, in Croatia and elsewhere, and all over Europe. They're called the nationalists, but now the popular term is sovereignists, are gaining steam and gaining momentum, rather. And I think we should not despair. We just got to, at this stage, we certainly better abide by the law strictly, but, you know, there's no question about that. But I guess we got to conduct this culture war. And at this stage, you know, before we wrap up, I'd certainly like to encourage your students and your younger listeners to write to me, especially if they're humanities. I wouldn't mind, you know, giving some lectures in German, English, or French, or for that matter, helping them out with some tutoring. I don't need no money. I just need people who are serious, who are committed to preserving our white heritage. So they can write to me and drop me a line at tom.sunick@gmail.com, or they can visit my website, tomsunick.com. And, you know, I'm in touch with Kevin McDonald. He's a good friend of mine. I'm in touch with Nick Griffin and with Frank Solzer from Australia and also from Stick Fans in Germany. And probably one of my privileges, I'm pretty gifted for foreign languages and foreign idioms, so I'm just doing the best I can. And who knows, if I go back to the States, which I'm not ruling out, you know, if certain things, if I've heard an expression, if shit hits the fan, you know who shit is this bad guy who's trying to nail Trump, and I just read it someplace that somebody is no longer using the dirty word, but instead everybody's using the word how shit. You know, this prosecutor shit is hitting the fan. So I guess I'm all yours, because after all, I'm a U.S. citizen. I guess I want to be of some assistance to you, and I'd be very happy to provide some lectures, not necessarily on political, daily politics. I'll be very happy to give a good lecture on Seneca, on Cicero, on cultural pessimism. I would like to discuss a little bit about the Southern heritage, because I admire and I love people, especially from the South, and guys. Mark my words, drop me a line, and I'd be happy to be of some assistance.
Dr. Sunick, was that, you said, is it tom.sunick or just tomsunick.com? Give your website one more time, Dr. Sunick.
Sure. Tom.
Go ahead, one more time.
www.tomsunick.com. This is my website, and my email, my personal email, is tom.sunick@gmail.com. My last name is spelled S-U-N-I-C. You can look up at the Google. You can find me everywhere, even by those bad guys and even by the SPLC. But they are pretty objective as far as my pedigree is concerned. So I'm just doing, as I said, folks, and I would certainly encourage you, don't make any stupid acts. Let's just let's just fight this culture war. Let's just abide by the laws, however bad or good they may be. But at this stage, we just have to. The only means we have at our disposal is culture war with education. And we have to start with our re-education. I'm deeply disappointed with the situation in higher education in the United States of America. We know who runs the show there. But I can tell you, unfortunately, the situation isn't that much better. Actually, it's even worse in Germany, in higher education, in Austria as well. I know quite a few students. And what I said, what really upsets me is that you meet people on the private level. You know, I'm talking to a former Croatian diplomat. You meet people, even some American diplomats and German diplomats, and privately they will pat you on your shoulder, they will hug you, they will tell you how good you are. But when certain things hit the fan, they don't want to come out and support you. You know what I mean? They don't want to. I guess it's...
We know all about that, Dr. Sunik.
You know about that.
We know all about that.
I admire people like John Wayne and Clint Eastwood and all those old pioneers who had more guts, who had more balls, excuse me. But nowadays, I see it less and less, and especially among academics. This is the worst kind that I've seen and I've worked with. You know? But I guess they are still young folks, and as long as there are people as you, as long as there are people who tune in and listen to your radio show, I'm glad to know that something is going on. And by the by, please don't forget my General Glasnowitz is extending his regards. Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you an important thing. We had as a guest Simon Roche the other day. He visited us from South Africa. He was interviewed, yes, on a major TV, believe it or not. I forgot to tell you that. It was just yesterday. Yes. I got a little bit sick. I had bronchitis, but I was translating directly into Mike. And this is this is in English, and I will send you the link, of course, with the Christian subtitles. And he was talking about this horrific infernal situation down there. I mean, I always take certain things with skepticism, but he's a modest guy, and he's now at this stage. He's now in Germany, and he's being invited by the AfD, which, of course, AfD is a strong sovereignist conservative party in Germany, which has now 89 seats in the parliament, and they did very, very well. So he was
Dr. Sunik.
Yes.
About the AfD, we had a lady on. I'm sure you know all about her. I think you're friends with her. Bertha Voss. She was on last week and talking about the AfD. Summarize, are they having, in your opinion, is there a lot, how serious is the infighting in the AfD and in the conservative white nationalist groups in Germany? It's my impression that there's been some infighting. A lady who was the head of the AfD, she had a PhD in chemistry, married with four children. I don't remember her name now, but she stepped down because she was getting threats from the general populace. Summarize how well is the AfD doing right now, Dr. Sunik? Is the infighting getting out of control?
There is some infighting, but I guess I don't think it's such a major infighting. You know, this is typical for all of us, unfortunately. I guess I keep saying over and over again, despite the fact that we talk about community and how we got to foster our solidarity, but I've never seen so much extreme individualism as among our rank and file. But other than that, Eddie, I got to tell you, things are good with AFD. And of course, this is not exactly my wish. I would certainly prefer AFD to be a little bit more quote-unquote radical, but considering the laws, considering the strictures of the German Constitution, I guess this is much already. You know, same thing could be said about this gentleman, Boris Johnson, who, you know, the new Prime Minister of the UK. I may have some great disagreements with his policies, with his foreign policies, with his cadre. But at this stage, we just got to be pragmatic. The very fact that he's bailing out now the UK of this European Union prison, so to speak, I guess means a lot. So let's be pragmatic. Let's be realistic. I certainly have many concerns about Mr. Trump and his policies as far as Israel is concerned, as far as the ADL is concerned, as far as his recent overtures towards the Jews are concerned. But by and large, large, he's the best man we have now, and we've got to support him with all possible means, with all, in all possible ways. The same goes for the AFD. Despite some minor things, despite some personal issues, I know some of those folks rather well, and they know me probably even more. We just got to be pragmatic and support what we have. You know, the politics, after all, is the art of possible, and you just can't think about things that are not feasible, that are impossible, that are illegal. So I guess, once again, the AFD is the best bet we now have in Germany. And, of course, it will affect itself on other countries in Europe.
Well, Dr. Sunik, believe it or not, this is the fastest couple of segments I've ever seen. We've got to go to another brother break. Oh, would you like to stay on another segment, or is it your bedtime? It's your call, Dr. Sunik.
No, I don't want to. I'm not a spoiled guy. I'm at your service, and we can spend another segment 5 minutes after the break.
Okay. We'll hold you on for a few minutes after the break then. Thank you so much, Dr. Sunik.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Can you confidently answer the question, was Jesus a socialist? Join us on Saturday morning, December 14th at Liberty Hall to hear the clear and insightful reply from one of today's leading champions for liberty, Lawrence W. Reed, author of Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty Incorporated is honored to present Dr. Reed for this kickoff event of Liberty Hall Lectures, Saturday, December 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free and it's timely. No registration is necessary, but seating is limited. Come early. Also, just in time for Christmas, buy 10 or more copies of the 5,000-Year Leap for just $250 each. Just in time for holiday giving. Single copy price is normally $10. Can't join us in person? Tune in to the Loving Liberty Radio Network for live talk radio and informative, insightful podcasts at lovingliberty.net or on your mobile phone app. Was Jesus a Socialist? Find out at the Liberty Hall Lectures, December 14th. Go to lovingliberty.net for details.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on, and I would just love this man that's on tonight. He is he's got an intellect second to none. He sees the entire picture of what's going on in the world right now. What he's describing basically is a global white genocide, and that's what our radio show, Blood River Radio. We started this radio show, this radio station, as a white civil defense group. It's not just a regular radio show. And our theme, Dr. Sunik, has just painted you a picture as bright, as beautiful as the Mona Lisa or as clear as the Mona Lisa, about global white genocide. So in areas of Europe, and I'm sure Dr. Sunik will agree, in the United States is worse than anywhere. What you're seeing is what I call soft genocide. The very first in South Africa, we have hard genocide going on right now. People being raped, slaughtered, murdered, burned alive, 2-year-olds, 80-year-olds being raped. What we see with the colors being trying to be forced into all parts of Europe, in all parts of the United States, that's what they call ethnic cleansing. That's soft genocide. I believe Dr. Sunik would agree to that. Dr. Sunik, before you go, I'd like to ask you a question. What would it be feasible for people in the United States like Blood River Radio, other people, we have other conservative groups, other patriot groups, people that love God, people that love Christianity, to network with people in like the AFD in Germany, with the groups like-minded people in Croatia? Could we, is there any way, what do you have any hope? Are you very optimistic that we could create our own union, a patriot union to fight? Because after all, the tyranny is global. It's on a global scale. The white genocide, yes, is a global scale. We're going to have to fight it, yes, globally, even though we'll have to act locally, so to speak. Oh, is that confusing, Dr. Sunik? What do you think about that?
I gave you my email number, and I certainly expect some calls and some emails from your friends. And let me also say that I would like to use this opportunity to extend my best greetings to all our brothers and sisters and all our folks, especially in the South. And I guess some of the finest people I've met in my life are from the South. And I guess it's a pretty long story why I'm not moving to the States back, but certainly, as I said, I'm at your disposal. If things get nasty, I will be over there. And at this stage, I would like to offer my service. And once again, I'd like to repeat, I need nothing. I don't need no money or nothing. I just need serious young students. I prefer working with students, and I would like to teach them classics and possibly work on the land a little bit, because I'm getting tired of this noise and of this big hassle and this little disputes. And talking about this networking, yes, I am, since I am pretty often solicited and called for different speeches and lectures in different languages all over Europe. Send me an email or tell your folks, tell your listeners to write me, and I'll try to probably hook them up and connect them with some more or less serious people. I can't promise anything, but one thing I can promise for certain, if you ever set up something in the States, I'd be willing to give some lectures or do some, what do you call it, free schooling or free education, homeschooling, yes. And
yes, sir.
I can do it for free, and I'd be happy to be of some service, because we live in very serious times, and I guess we got to stick together if you want to survive.
Yes, sir. It's global.
Of your turf, but it's the problem. It's a global. We are 6% of the population. We are no longer, even this stupid expression, white supremacism, what does that mean? It's a grammatical illogic. I don't know how to explain it. It's a hoax. It's a verbal hoax, but to say the least, because we are basically the minority. But as I keep saying, we just got to abide by the law, and we just have to provide this culture warfare. We have to fight to both fronts, with literature, with philosophy. And I'm pretty good at it, Spend my whole life reading and writing, so I guess I could do some good job. But other than that, I'd be happy to do some farm work as well, just to relax my muscles a little bit and do some workout, some real workout. Now, instead of going to gym, I prefer to work on the land a little bit. So please mark my words.
Amen.
Say yo. And especially for Southerners. I like Southerners very much. Yes, I forgot the name of a great man who is one of the finest men, Tito Perdue, a great novelist. You've got to read him more often. Sam Dixon, a great man, noble man. Tom Robb, there are dozens and dozens of folks I know all over the South who have been of great help and of great assistance and of great character. That's what counts, character.
We'll be seeing Tom Robb again in April. Dr. Sunik, I'd like to thank you so much. I'm not kidding you. I don't blow hot air. I don't admire anybody any more than I admire you. And if you will, please pass our hellos. Tell the general Nick Glasnevik that we said hello. Tell him that we admire him so much. I would love to get him on the show sometime. He's not the easiest fellow to get in touch with. He can call the same number, Liberty News Radio, or he can call my number. You have my phone number, my email. He can send me an email, and we would love to get him on. We've got to get you on again soon, too, Dr. Sunek. You just have so much material we can't possibly cover in this short of time. And the time differences, you having to stay up late, it makes it hard on you. But Dr. Sunek, I'll be keeping in touch with you. I'll be sending you an email very shortly, if not tomorrow, within a day or two. But thank you so much for coming on tonight, Dr. Tom. Thank you so very much.
Eddie, thank you very much for your consideration. And my best regards once again to all our folks in the South.
God bless you, sir. Next time you're in the States, I wish we could get together and to see you. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Tom. People, that was the one and only Dr. Tom Sunek. I wished I'd have known. I didn't know he was in the States. We could have called him in the daylight. Here's like he said, it's about midnight over there right now. And what can you say? I had so many questions I wanted to ask him. I wanted to ask him about, if you remember right, about with Clinton released the United States Air Force and bombed the Serbia-Herzegovina, bombing the Croats. I wanted to ask him all about that. I wanted to ask him how the wall was working out. They're putting a wall, I believe, in, I don't know if Croatia's got the wall. He mentioned the wall in Hungary, I believe. But and they're starting to arm the police. But the wall is working over there. The European countries that are putting up walls, they're working. Well, people, we're going to transition from that. We're almost about out of time for the first hour. But we didn't get a chance to bring – we're going to we wanted to bring Matt on tonight. Maybe I'll talk. We had to make this show on the fly today, so we're just a little bit out of kilter, but we're going to get straightened out. We got several things we wanted to cover. For instance, December the 16th is the anniversary of Battle of Blood River in 1838 in South Africa. That's when it started. December the 26th, 1838. When we'll bring Matt. I guess we'll have to bring Matt on the second hour and bump one of the other guys we're going to bring on. We're going to kind of cram it all in. But also, the hottest topic of the night is the one that Lee has got about. Lee, would you like to tell him a little bit of what we're going to talk about through the second hour?
Oh, yes. Our dreams have come true. The grassroots Virginia are meeting in mass in each county because the governor said that they're going to bring in the National Guard, if the local law enforcement does not do what they do, and it's got about 90 in counties, local entities.
Is that Virginia, Lee?
Yeah, that's Virginia, yeah. The Virginia Citizens Defense League, it's a well-known group in Virginia. It's really credible, and you can get on the internet and get on their webpage, and that's what I've been doing the last few hours is studying the situation. So, you know, and also they're going to try to in a couple of counties, one of them is going to form a posse by the sheriffs. The sheriffs are coming to the rescue and they're trying to, each county is supposed to have a constitutional guard, but it's not the National Guard, but we sort of trusted our higher ups to protect us, but they failed. So that's going to be a new constitutional county guard for each county in America, hopefully.
You know, what they need to do, they need to get in touch with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Yes.
But, you know, and Sam can give them his contact info. Sheriff Mack's been down this road several times before. Tell them, before we run out of time, Lee, with this hour, tell them what the governor said. The governor, what he's going to do to the individual counties.
Well, they're going to cut him off from funding. You know, they always use the funding, and they're going to punish him for standing up for the Constitution. They're also trying to get, you know, the constitutional, the county attorney all stand up against the government. And you know, we had all that problem in Virginia with Charlottesville, so the worm is turning on the evil government over there in Virginia.
That's right. You know, October the 26th through November the 13th is the trial of League of the South goes on trial up there. So all this hell is getting ready to break loose, it looks like. People, listen, this is the fastest hour I've ever been involved in. Hung on to your seats. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We'll finish talking about this, what's going on in Virginia, and we're going to bring Jacob up. Be right back, people. Hang on.